You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Darts with Pray for Pray. Kia ora, Dans. How are you?
Oh, kia ora. I'm doing great, thank you.
It's good to chat to you. After a fantastic end of the year for Darts, congratulations on being officially the Student Radio Network's favourite group of 2021. How's that feeling?
It's a huge privilege to hold the title and one we take seriously.
Awesome. I'm really glad to hear that. Well, we were stoked to see you up there on the podium in Pōneki on the night. It was very fun. And you look like you've been having a lot of fun in recent times on your Darts Save Summer Tour around the Motu. What's been happening? How has the band been getting on?
We played our first show on Wednesday night. We're currently driving up the Kapiti Coast. Tawati Te Ra is beating down on us with that vitamin D, and D's boys are on the way to Hamilton.
Excellent.
And then Auckland tomorrow. Yeah.
Excellent. Have you got everyone else in the car with you?
Yep, we're currently in the Epsom, all four boys.
Can we get a kia ora from everyone else?
Can we get a kia ora?
Kia ora!
Nice, that's very good to hear. So for people who are big fans of yours, they might be quite familiar with the car that has become quite emblematic, your fabulous Toyota Corolla, bright red with blue and orange flames painted on the front. You've just put out a fantastic video featuring that car, celebrating that car, and celebrating the South Island tour you managed to squeeze in at the end of last year. Tell us a wee bit about the process of making this, because it looks quite awesome.
So we decided we were going to record Toyota Corolla, and we'll try and make up a classic dart scheme for the fans to make them know that the effort that we put in for our marketing and touring. And we're like, let's just buy a Toyota Corolla. And, you know, the boys were like, yeah, we can get ourselves like a nice 2003 Corolla with a hatchback in space. And I was like, absolutely not. If we're getting a Corolla, it has to be near death from like the late 80s, early 90s, and yeah, it has to be like some risk, some like potential of disaster. And so yeah, we found that beautiful little red car. It immediately got in a car accident, and we had to replace the door with a white door.
Oh my god!
We chucked some flames in the whip, and then took it across from the Wellington right down to Bluff and back again.
Amazing. So the video you've made is with the crew sports team, Annabelle and Callum, who make fantastic videos. It sounds like they kind of directed it remotely. How did that work?
We filmed all the footage, and then we just gave it to them.
We said
we wanted to incorporate like the old 90s Corolla ads, and then they came back with a cool little RC car. Small RC car version of the Dartmobile, which
so
was incredible.
Good.
They're very, very, very smart people.
They are indeed. There is a particularly sort of high tension moment in the video where I think the car literally catches on fire. What was going on there?
Yeah, it caught fire. I don't want to give Candace, which is the name of the car, a bad name. It was human error for the reason the car caught fire. But we're heading up the Crown Range towards Queenstown, and we're heading down the hill. And suddenly the car caught fire. And so we had to pull over and douse out the flames with low-carb beer, which
nice.
I made a comment on, thinking that low-carb beer would help than usual normal beer. Anyway, we only had beer, so we had to douse the flames.
Nice.
And yeah.
Excellent. Well, it seems like she's been through the wars, Candace, but hopefully she gets you here in one piece so that you can play at Whammy Bar tomorrow night. What can people expect from the Darts Save Summer Tour, Dan?
Look, I don't want to make any big promises about what's going to happen at the Tamaki show, but speaking of, we have it on good authority that we have talked with the New Zealand police and corrections, and we might have one Brian Tamaki actually come through the show from prison.
Oh my goodness, that is a big call.
Yeah. It's part of his community service.
Yeah, he's going to come and support the mahi.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, we've got Brian Tamaki making an appearance. We've got brand new songs.
Awesome.
We've got two great covers, including the beautiful cover of Dominion Road, which is a celebration of the dumpling houses,
yes.
Which we've recently recorded, and we're currently on our way up to bully Don McGlashan to give us the full rights to the song.
Excellent. I'm sure he'll be very happy to hand it over. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and if anybody listening has been to a darts gig before, they'll already know that it's going to be a lot of fun. It's good to hear you coming up. I hope you have a safe rest of your drive, Dan and crew. We're going to play Toyota Corolla now, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Ka kite.
Thank you.
See ya.
See ya.
I'm fucking sweating in this Toyota Corolla. Rolling at 1.5 with a chip up on my shoulder. I'm getting when I'm drunk. I'm soaking all the fires. I'm perfect when I'm sober while still setting up the fires. I'm fucking
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.